Raise your hand if you'd say that God is more powerful than other people. Well, that's good. Raise your hand if you'd say God is supreme over any situation. Good. Now raise your hand if you'd say, because of that, you've never been afraid. Hypocrite. Fear is common, both in the scriptures and throughout our lives. And I've seen a lot of people afraid. A lot of you, even. One observation is this. Most of what we fear tends to not come to pass. Most of that which we're afraid about doesn't really happen. And most of the things that ruin our lives, we weren't smart enough to be afraid about. A lot of what causes fear, we don't really see coming. Roy, could you go to the next slide? Here's a lovely picture. I don't know the backstory, so we're going to have to invent it. Okay? Can you help me out? Young woman has been working all day at where? Pick an employer. This is like a Mad Lib sermon. Where's she going to work? Starbucks. She's been working all day at Starbucks. She smells like coffee. She's sick of making pumpkin spice lattes, extra hot, whole milk, double whip. And been doing that all day long. And then one of her coworkers, though, has tickets to a concert of her favorite band, which is Jimmy Buffett. She has a ticket to go see Jimmy Buffett after all day making pumpkin spice lattes. And she goes there, and she ends up standing next to a guy. And he might be the one. And she's kind of short, so she can't see all the parrot heads singing about pina coladas. And so he's so nice that he offers to put her on his shoulders so she can see better. And she's like, oh, he's the one. And there happens to be a photographer from Rolling Stone there. And he sees her just rocking out. I can't even think of a Jimmy Buffett song. Margaritaville, okay. She's rocking out. This makes the picture even better. Rocking out to Margaritaville. And the Rolling Stone photographer sees it, and she's just so happy, right? To get off of work and go have fun. That he's going to take her picture, and it's going to be in Rolling Stone, and she knows it, and she's excited, and she has her hair done and makeup. And at the happiest moment of her month, she's not smart enough to see what's flying right at her head, right? And it's like 150 ounces of something. And it's just going to whack her in the head. And she's going to kind of lose her balance. So the guy holding her up is going to fall onto his knees. And she's going to fall into the dirt. And he's going to make a comment about her, call her a name, which means he's not really the one. And she's going to fall on fire ants. And then the bees are going to come in for the sugar all over her hair. And she's about to have the worst day of her life and get a picture of it on the internet. But she's just not smart enough to see it coming. And a lot of times what we're afraid of doesn't come to pass, right? Anybody remember Y2K? Anybody pray to that? 99, right? And nothing happens. And then sometimes the stuff we should genuinely be afraid of, we're just not smart enough to see it coming. I say all this because I'm not a history expert by far. That's why I get paid to talk about Jesus instead. But I don't think there's ever been a time in our country's history that people have been more afraid. I mean, if you read stories about, like, pioneers, I mean, they had a pretty rough life. But when you read about them, you never get a sense of fear. Or even during world wars, all these things, you rarely get a sense of fear. And now when we live in relative comfort and peace, there's a lot of fear. There's so much fear about other people, situations, illnesses. But on the flip side, I don't think there's ever been a time in our country's history that there's been less fear of God. I mean, if you talk about heaven or hell, people, you know, do you really believe that? If you say this is what God wants you to be doing, who cares? This is what the Bible says, whatever. And there's a clear message regularly through Scripture that we are to fear God and not others. Proverbs says a couple times, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. That's also in the Psalms. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom 101, the fear of God. And also the greatest commandment in Scripture is Deuteronomy 6:5, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and might. And that's kind of interesting, isn't it? The importance of fearing God and loving God at the same time. And I once had somebody ask me, how can you fear God and love God at the same time? And I had a really good answer. How do you fear God and love God at the same time? My response was, you must not be married. And all the married men said, amen. Get in trouble for that one later. But and this is really the message you get in Isaiah 51. If you could go to the next slide, Roy, verse 12. This is God speaking to the people. I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of man who dies, of the son of man who is made like grass? God says, I'm the one who's going to give you comfort. Who do you think you are being afraid? This is my creation. I'm the one in charge. Your job isn't to fear or doubt creation. You have forgotten the Lord, your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and you fear continually all day because of the wrath of the oppressor when he sets himself to destroy. And where is the wrath of the oppressor? He who is bowed down shall speedily be released. He shall not die and go down to the pit, neither shall his bread be lacking. I am the Lord your God, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in your mouth and covered you in the shadow of my hand, establishing the heavens and laying the foundations of the earth and saying to Zion, you are my people. God says, who are you to be afraid? This is my creation. You're in my hand. You're my very people. And it just kind of shows that sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes our fear comes out of a selfishness. Because when we fear people or situations on earth, we're not fearing God. And you can't fear people and God at the same time. But fortunately, it's a short step from fear of people to fear of God. And I was trying to think of a way for you to be able to remember this, that it's more important to fear God than fear people. And I was trying to think of a memorable way to get you to think of this.
Yeah, did anybody order a pizza? You?
Children's sermon's over, dude.
I got a Supreme. You order it?
It's a Supreme?
It's a Supreme.
A Supreme?
A Supreme.
It's a Supreme?
Supreme.
I'll take a Supreme.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So the only way I could think of to make you remember it is that God is supreme. Get a clap for that? I thought it was cheesy. Anyway, nobody's going to laugh at 11, I'm just saying. But really, throughout Scripture, when you see people who are afraid of God and not afraid of man, it's because they understand that God is supreme in all things. If you imagine Stephen standing in a crowd of people holding up rocks ready to kill him, and yet still confessing his faith in Jesus, the only way you can have no fear of other people and fear of God is if you really believe he's supreme. And you think of Paul giving up his life as a respected Jewish leader. He was such a good Jewish boy. And then he goes out and he's in jail and he's shipwrecked and tortured his whole life because he has a fear of God, not other people. And this church has spent its years staring at the same sculpture year after year. The most greatest power Rome had was to say that you need to fear us. Because if you don't have good fear of us, we're going to do the worst thing to you we can, which is stick you on a cross. And it's going to hurt for hours, and people are going to point and laugh. And the greatest thing they had to fear was the cross. And God comes there with no fear of others, and only fear of God. If you find yourself afraid, I got three questions for you. You can think about. First question is, am I afraid of God or man? Second question is, do I believe God is with me? Jesus says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And third question would be, is God supreme over all things, including what I fear? And this is a unique time in our country. A unique time for the churches. And the word of God to our country right now, to the church, is that God wants to give faith, healing, and encouragement to his servants to prepare for the days ahead. God wants to give faith, healing, and encouragement to his servants for the days ahead. Which sounds a little ominous. But persecution of the church is coming. And in that, there are two things we must not do. We must not cave in. We must not grow bitter. My prayer for you today is not that you never end up in a fearful situation, that every day be sunshine and ponies. My prayer for you is that when you find yourselves in times of trial, tempted to fear God in situations, or tempted to fear other people in situations instead of fearing God, that in those moments, you remember that God has always been, still is, and will always be supreme.